KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. With increased traffic through the Bering Strait every year, the Nome Port Commission last night looked to the realities of turning Nome into the premier Arctic port in Western Alaska, and they concluded that such a port may not be in Nome after all. Evaluating a draft port and harbor development plan in a teleconference with project developer Paul Fuse, the commission reviewed a document that will be read by government agencies and industry in order to understand the strengths and needs of Nome's harbor. Fuse said a recent Arctic Port Policy Group meeting puts Nome near the top of a short list for potential deepwater Arctic port projects, but only near.
They are looking at Nome. They are looking also at Teller up there to do something in Port Clarence. So that raises the issue about the possibility of a port authority.
A port authority would see Nome partner with either Teller or Brevig Mission or possibly both communities to create a joint board to oversee a new facility in Port Clarence. Such a venture would require ordinances and development plans to be approved by city councils of all involved. A similar approach has been used in a port authority involving Dutch Harbor and Unalaska. Cape Nome was also mentioned as an option for a deep water facility, as well as Nome's existing port. Both would require causeway construction, and especially in the case of Nome's current harbor, drafting engineering plans for deep water expansion. Members of the commission debated how to best proceed with the Port Authority option. Commissioners Ayura Liahu and Charlie Lean said that those involved outside of Nome would need to become involved soon.
Maybe we can have, the state or maybe have a meeting with us or something. Tell us about what they think about this Port Clarence and Nome and their plans.
I would like to send a letter to Brevig, Teller, and Bering Straits and ask them if they have any interest in developing a port at Port Clarence. I think it would be better to ask that of them before going over their head.
Commissioner Chairman Jim West Jr. said that despite work already done in Nome's existing port facilities, cooperating early on might be the best course.
Be better to partner up than to go at it as ourselves. So they're basically starting from scratch, so we could build upon our experience and give it to them to help benefit everybody.
The decision to pursue a port authority with Brevig, Teller, or both is by no means a final decision. The commission continued discussion to improve Nome's Harbor with lighting upgrades, jetty repairs, and other projects as the development plan is finalized. The commission will take the initial steps in investigating a port authority. The Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks has scheduled an August Mass to celebrate its 50th anniversary, the diocese that now covers 400,000 square miles. Officials say Bishop Donald Kettler will celebrate a Mass of Thanksgiving at 10 a.m. August 12 at Sacred Heart Cathedral. The church filed for bankruptcy after numerous claims of clerical sexual abuse, reaching a bankruptcy settlement with more than 300 victims. The diocese emerged from reorganization in 2010. Kettler says the upcoming Mass is a time of celebration, as well as a time to acknowledge the church's failure and apologize to anyone who has suffered. Alaska State Troopers say a head-on collision on the park's highway killed one person and seriously injured three. The crash Thursday involving a sedan and a van occurred just south of Willow near mile 63. Troopers shut down the highway as they investigated the crash. The names of the victims were not immediately released. The Relay for Life in Nome, the cancer awareness and fundraising event, is going to be held August 11th and 12th. Chase Carter works for the American Cancer Society and is helping out with the Relay for Life in Nome and says their goal is to get 15 teams signed up. 13 teams are currently fundraising, and he says they'd like a few more for the overnight event.
So since cancer doesn't sleep, we say, we're the residents of Nome, and we're going to take 24 hours out of our day. We're going to camp out at Anvil City Park over at Old St. Joe's, and someone from our team is going to be walking around the circle for the full 24 hours, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also pretty moving experience, and so we definitely are recruiting for people to get involved.
Most of us have been affected by cancer in some shape or form. Carter says the Relay for Life is a great way for us to come together as a community on one night.
Celebrate those who have survived and are surviving. Remember those that unfortunately, we've lost to this disease, and fight back by making pledges to live healthier and fundraising for research to end this disease.
Carter says Alaska is the only state in the union where cancer is the number one cause of death. He says you can be a part of the fight by either joining or creating a Relay for Life team. So far, nearly $18,000 have been raised so far in Nome, and the goal is to raise $30,000. The money raised goes toward cancer research funded by the American Cancer Society.
We also provide services locally for people, cancer patients right there in Nome. So if you have to fly into Anchorage and the burden of cancer treatment is too much for you and you need assistance getting a flight, getting a hotel in Anchorage, getting a ride to the airport, we have programs in place that will get you a flight on Era Aviation. We can get you hotel stays. We'll get volunteer drivers to drive you to your doctor's appointment.
So if you'd like to either join an existing team or set up your own for the Relay for Life event in Nome that will be held August 11 and 12, find out more or sign up online at relayforlifeofnome.org. And this weekend, Nome will see a farmers market that will bring together local entrepreneurs and musicians while collecting donations for the Nome Food Bank.
The community calendar was asking what kind of events are you going to have, and we just said, we're going to have a farmers market.
That's Sarah Hansen-Hofstetter. Her store, Bearing Song, is hosting the farmers market. Free and open to the public, the market opens this Saturday and runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the lot that surrounds her store between the National Guard Armory and Pioneer Hall on Front Street, vendors will be selling snacks, coffee, and baked goods, as well as crafts and artwork. While it's an opportunity to celebrate local small businesses and the community, Hofstetter says a major goal with the market is helping the food bank. She says there will be prizes for attendees who bring a donation.
People can bring non-perishable items to donate, and when they bring a non-perishable item, you can enter to win a $50 gift certificate to Bearing Song.
For the kids, she says there will be a sandbox with buried treasure and other activities. There will also be musical performances from local artists. While the market is prepared for bad weather, Hofstetter is optimistic.
When you look at the forecast, it says it's going to be 65 with a mild wind. So we're hoping we can trust that on Saturday.
The Bearing Song Community Farmers Market is tomorrow, opening at 11 a.m. on Front Street. And a quick report from the 2012 World Eskimo Indian Olympics in Fairbanks. Nome's Elijah Cabin Boy will take home gold. He competed in the Alaskan high kick. The price of gold in New York is up 90 cents an ounce to $1,583.60. An ounce of silver is up 4 cents to $37.42. And a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:50 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. Unofficially 47 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.